giving it to payroll assistance, your own payroll, kids and payroll.
That's not just Tyra, and it might be Aniyim too. Aniyim of your family come first. Now, what is the translation of Ani? Somebody who can't support himself for a year. He doesn't earn enough, and his savings and his earnings don't equal support to be able to last the year. That's an Ani. What? Again, I'm just translating the word Ani. When the Gemara says 200 zuz, the Mepharshim speak out, that's what was necessary to live on for a year. Now, if a person has a job, that goes into what the 200 zuz. Not mechuyev to sell his house, not mechuyev to sell his car. He's mechuyev to, but again, if he has a job and savings account that equal enough that he can live a year, then he's not an ani. Okay, so the Mishnah writes, Shnayim sheshalchu shnei gittim shavim. To be the Mishnah,
above, I'm just started the recording.
I started it already.
So it reminds you didn't
I don't forget all the time, only some of the time.
Okay. No, but usually we hear that the recording has started. I didn't hear it since then. That's why I'm asking.
I was busy talking while I started the recording. So you were so busy listening to me that you didn't hear it say the recording has started.
Great, thank you.
It's okay, you don't have to apologize. It's good to have somebody watching me. Shnayim sheshalchu shnei gittin. Two people that sent two gittin shavim. V'nitzarvu. Reuven ben Yaakov. Two Reuven ben Yaakovs live in one city. They both married to Shifra bas Shimon. And Reuven, they both divorced their wives. And they both sent the gittin through a shliach to a different city where their wives reside now. What? Makes no difference. And the gittin got mixed up. And we don't know whose get is whom. Same names, we have no idea whose get is whom's. Now, how are we supposed to figure this out? The husbands are not here, and even if they were here, maybe they would remember who signed on what. But we don't know. We have two signatures. We have the same husband's name and the same wife's name. What do we do? And sometimes it might even be the same witnesses. V'nitzarvu, noitzishneim lezu, shneim lezu. You give both people both gittin. You hand both gittin to the woman. Mamanavshach, one is hers, and she's divorced. And the other one is not hers. You give both to Shifra 1 and both to Shifra 2. And both Shifra 1 and Shifra 2 are divorced. L'fichach, aven echamem, one of them got lost, and you don't know which one you have left. Harishaydi bato. There's no way to do any of the divorces, because if you give it to one, it might not be hers. Give it to the other, it might not be hers. So it's a safiget. So it ends up being a safiget. That's how some Rishaynim learn. Hamisha shekasu klal
but. How can you give it to both?
They take it back? To give it to one and ask if you can have it back because it might not be hers.
She doesn't have to keep the get.
We'll give her a ride, but you can't. In this case, you're only one.
I'm saying the case of two.
You can give her a star afterwards, a Bethan thing that she's divorced. But here, what are you supposed to do? Chamisha shekasu klal b'teich get. Now, the Gemara will elaborate on this. So I'm going to try to translate as generically as I can, and people shouldn't zero in on the particulars, because the Gemara is going to deal with the particulars. Five people wrote one get together. And it says, Ishwain Megarish Wainis, right? Five people decided to save some money, they got one piece of paper, and the get talks about all five husbands divorcing five wives, identifying which husband is divorcing which wife, obviously, not the same names, and one set of Adam that's signed at the bottom. So you have a get that has five stories of divorce, right? Reuven is divorcing his wife, and Shimon is divorcing his wife, and Levi is divorcing his wife, and Yehuda is divorcing his wife, and Yisachar is divorcing his wife, all on the same piece of paper. Dr. Mishnah of Adam, Mamata Kulan Sherim, they're all kosher getting. You hand it to Reuven's wife and say, now you're divorced. Please give us back the paper so we can give it to Shimon's wife. and we give it to Shimon's wife, and she's kind of that part of the paper, and Levi's wife is kind of the other part of the paper, and Yehuda's wife is kind of the other part of the paper, and Yisachar's wife is kind of another paper, and they're all happily divorced, and now they can get a star from Ben saying they're divorced because we can't give the get to one more than the other. I don't know how they'll work it out.
Each husband gives it his...
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I said no particular question. What if the gittin are separate? They're on one paper, but they're separate gittin. Now, we don't know. This is the particulars. One is called not separate. One is called separate. That's what the Gemara is going to be discussing at length. The Mishnah seems to say if it's together, the Edom go on all five. If it's separate, then the Edom only go on the bottom one. So, Eshash and Edom, Esh Edom Nikriim are kasher. So then only the bottom one has Edom, not the first four. Now, we don't know what exactly is considered one and what exactly is considered separate. That the Gemara will deal with at length. Rashi. I'm sorry? Again, I ask that nobody ask me any questions on particulars because that's what the Gemara is going to explain. You're asking me, what does it mean together and what does it mean separate? That's exactly what the Gemara is going to zero in on. So why should I get involved with what the Gemara is going to say? Rashi. Shnei gittin shavim b'shmeseihem. Harei ha-sheni batul, the dinamani, we don't know who it is. Taifas l'alechad yechad. Dr. Rashi b'gemara mefarish law. Leave it for the Gemara. Rashi did the same thing. Ashei the nikamimai. You know, I always say over a barrel of wine says, there was a guy that said a shiur in Chicago, Gemara, but the guy didn't know much. He knew how to read Rashi and translate it. So whenever there was no Rashi, he was stuck. So he got to Gemara, there was no Rashi. He said, see, Rashi also didn't know pshat. And he said when he grew up, there was a guy giving a shiur. So here also, I said, Rashi says the Gemara Mavaris, right? So Rashi leaves it for the Gemara, so can we. Because maybe the Edom are only going on the last one. Frakti Gemara Mantana. We're going on the first part of the Mishnah. Two people sent two gittin. They got mixed up. We don't know whose get is whose. They both have whose get is whom's. We don't. They both have the same name, and their wives have the same name. So what do we do? Dr. Gemara, Mishnah said, give them both to both. Dr. Gemara, I'm a Rabbi Yirmiyah, the like Rabbi Lazar. The E Rabbi Lazar, the Akiva, the Amahedim, the Sira Karsi, Haliyazi, the Haimanai, Magarsha. Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, Edom, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's the Edom and Sira that make the validity of the get. They have to know which get works for which woman. If not, it's a lack in their Edom and Sira. Edom, you see, Edom Chesima know. The ones that signed know exactly who they signed for. The first Reuven had two Edom signed, and they signed for the first Reuven. And then they signed a different get, it was the same Edom or different Edom, for the second Reuven. So they knew who they were signing for. They didn't get two gittin without knowing who the husband is and signatures. Each set signed for the husband who asked them to sign. They knew which husband and which wife they were dealing with. Here, the Edom and Sira are getting the get in the second city. They don't meet the husband. They don't know the husband. The shliach is delivering the get and says, husband instructed me to give him, but I don't know who's with whom. So now, the Edom and Sira have to validate that this is the first husband, this is the second husband. They don't know. Therefore, Zakhtar Bumi, it's not a good get. Abba Rabbi Yama, no. Afilu Tam Rabbi Lazar. Hey, but the boy Rabbi Lazar Ksiba Lishma, Masina Lishma, me boy. Who says they didn't have to know which get? They're validating both getting. They're validating that the Shliach is saying, or Edom are telling them, somebody has to be telling them that the husband said to give this get. And therefore, they are validating this get by being there at the time and being Nimsar. Who says they have to know which get is working? Rabbi Yirmiyah feels the part of the job of the Edom and Sira is to know specifically which get is doing the divorce. And Rabbi says there's no such halacha. There's no nesina lishma, ksiva lishma. This is the Sina could be the wrong get. Doesn't count. The right get does count. We watch both. So we see both. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Mantan, the Tundi, get the content of a nice and stand with Zoo, stand with Zoo. Like her blood, like her mayor. The Kalakas, Memphis, Gresham, Bishalah, Sharp, all the other. Vaidim, Kasuma, boy, has Adam. Where mayor, Kibun, like boy, Adam, Messira, Shepherd, Dummy, doesn't need Adam, Messira. Only for Dummy Shabarva. For Dummy Shabarva, you don't have to know which get works. The call get none, which costs money to make him your idol, meaning us. They didn't seem to never know how it's going to work out. They just know that they signed again. Halayad, the Adam, Messira, Bahamid, Abigarshi. The Ainzu Nesina Lishma Mavureres. And this is not a clear Nesina Lishma, because you're giving two, and only one is necessary, and that's the one that works, and they don't know which one it is. Reblazer, Kibin the Chasima Lishma Lodoi, Al Karchach Lishma the Ksib Bekroa, Akasa Venasan Koi. He learns when it says, Vakasav Law Sefer Krisis Venasan Beyada, it means write and give. So Rabbi Yirmiyah understands that just like the husband has to write the get for the wife, he also has to give the get for the wife. And if not knowing which one it is, he's not giving her get. Specifically, it's a chsar and a lishma. And Abaya holds, it's not true. That's the machlokes, yes.
Abaya says, you have to have two? No, what
did
they accomplish?
According to they make the get into valid good.
Abaya
is not, he's just explaining the blazer. There's two Tanai, Ramey and Rablazer. Says a get needs signatures. And what validates the get into a kosher get, not what divorces are, what makes the get a kosher get is the signatures. Once you have a kosher get, you give it to the lady, and you say to her, listen, one of these two is going to divorce you. We don't know which one, but they're both valid get. And she's divorced. Rabbi Lazar holds what makes the get the valid get is the people that watch the transfer. Therefore, if they don't know which one it accomplishes, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, that's not considered Eda Mesira, good enough Eda Mesira. And Abaya is saying, who says? They're watching the transfer of two gittin. They know one of them is doing the job. That's good enough.
You still need two
Eda Mesira. Quick, again.
This is Abaya explaining the laws.
Right? Except.
Does
the
Rebbe Lazar need two
Eda Mesira? Well, that's what makes the get, Eda Mesira.
Right, so I don't know how Abaya is explaining the laws.
Very simply, you hand the woman two gittin in front of Eda Mesira.
So I don't know who it's from, but it's one of these.
One of these two gittin is from your husband.
I'm sorry, I thought I was right.
You thought? Yes.
Why put Rebbe is everything funny?
Can't hear you, what? Because the get's a valid get by the fact that Adam signed on it.
Okay, so at the time of the get written, they know this remain and this remain. But now when it's being given over at the time of the Mesira, they don't know which get is which.
Why do they have to know? Why would anybody have to know? She got divorced. She got her get. Why would anybody have to know which get is doing good? The get is a valid get. It was written for her. It was signed for her. It's a valid get for her. We just don't know which of the two. Whatever it won. And we need Dabar Shabarava. We need two Adam watching. Should be Dabar Shabarava. They're there to see Dabar Shabarava. Why did they have to know which one?
I'm
going to
say something very bad for her, but you won't be upset if I say
it. No, I'm going to get upset. What? Why Brera? You're giving it both getting.
We don't have to know which one.
Why should we? The Shaila is a blusser because it's there watching the transfer that validates the get. Do they have to know that they are validating get A for woman A and get B for woman B? Or is it enough to know that they're validating either A or B for A, or either A or B for B? That's the machlokes of Abaya and Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Abaya, you have two, you can't
say it was your agreement? In other words, if one's not here and saying you can go get another guy?
Why not?
Why not?
Because since they're because the handing is doing more than just handing, according to Reb Blazer. According to Blazer, what makes the get into kosher get are the fact that Adam watch it being handed. Now the Torah wants lishma, and since this is part of the creation of the get, does that have to be lishma? Not lishma. You can't write two get into a woman and say both are lishma.
But they're both being given.
Again, if the given is just how you transfer a kosher get, then you're 100% right. But if the given creates the kosher get, maybe the create the kosher get, just like the writing has to be lishma, the giving has to be lishma. You can't give two get in lishma. One of them is not lishma. And Abaye says, who says it has to be given lishma? Yes, doctor.
Is this any different from handing her a kosher get and a bull?
Yes, because the ballpoint pen, she knows, is not divorcing her. Here, it can be either of the two.
No, she has knowledge of that piece of paper. And in this case, one of the pieces of paper is
not concerned in her knowledge. Again, what Reb Yirmi is saying is that just like it has to be written lishma, it has to be given lishma.
Absolutely.
So it's not given lishma. If you're giving two to two, you're not giving it specifically to her.
How does giving two invalidate validity? You're giving the pieces of paper with a group lishma. It's the way we put on tefillin. The Kitzur says that the bracha on tefillin shel yad really should. Does go on both, and we even
said okay, I don't like comparisons across halachic lines, you know what I mean? Let's leave getting forgetting, and let's leave focus to unbroken soul.
For those of us that say low level.
No, it's nothing to do with low level or high level. Again, let me try to explain this. What would be according to a mayor if a guy walks over, a husband says to two Adam, listen, one of these getting I authorized, and one of these getting I didn't authorize, right? Can you buy sign both of them, and one of them is the right get, and one of them is not the right get? It would not be lishma, because you don't know which one they're turning into a valid get. Part of turning into a valid get is you know this is the paper you're turning into a valid get. That's what Reb Yirmi is claiming happens by the Nesina by Eidah Mesira. And Abaye is saying that's not necessary. That's the Gemara Vayter. Chamisha Shekasu Klal. Now, the Mishnah differentiated between a klal and typhus l'chol echad v'yechad. We don't know what klal is, and we don't know what typhus l'chol echad v'yechad is. So we're going to have two different opinions in the Gemara. Heichi dami klal, heichi dami typhus. What is considered good, and what is considered not good? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, zman echad l'kulam zeu klal. If there's a date on the top one, and then right afterwards are written five hitten, long piece of paper. It says, yom, whatever. And then it says, I know plainly my plainness, my plainness, my plainness, my garish, my sister, my plainness, my plainness, blah, blah, blah. Then right under it, I know plainly my plainness, my plainness, five different hitten, all counting on that same Zman. That Zman, at least the way the Gemara understands it now, combines the five into one unit. When the Adam come, and they see the Zman on top, and they're signing on bottom, they're signing on everything between the Zman and their name. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. So when the Mishnah says it works, it's because there was one Zman on top. And since there was one Zman on top, that means all five are connected to that one Zman. The Adam come, they're signing on the whole thing. That's what Rabbi Yechanan learned. However, If it's dated on top and then the get's written, then it's redated again. Same thing. And the get's written. Then the third time a get, that means there are five separate total getting, not combined in any way, except that they're both on the same, all on the same piece of paper. And the Adam sign, there's no reason to believe they signed on anything more than the last get. What combines the five? Because they're cheap and they wrote it on one piece of paper? Yes. But they're written five times. Again, so that's why the Gemara comes along and explains here. The Gemara never uses the word tyref. The Gemara used klal and typhus l'chalecha v'yecha. So the obviously typhus here is not the regular typhus. It means the rest of the get. Here, you're right. In what our Mishnah typhus means, includes the names, includes everything. But it's the get. The klal means when there's something that combines the five before the Adam come along. So we say the Adam sign on this one combined piece of work. But if there's no combination, therefore why do we have any indication that they meant anything more than the final one? That is Rabbi Yechiel's understanding. Rish Lakish amar, afilu zmanecha l'kulam nami avitayfa. That's not enough of a combination. Even if you have the time on top, that's still five separate getting. Alehi dami klau. The katav. According to Rish Lakish, the only way it would work is as follows. Anu plainu plaini gerashnu nishtenu plainis uplainis. We, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, are divorcing our respective wives, Rachel, Leah, Rivka, Sarah, Shifra. In one nusach. We spent the Gemara that's answered now.
That's all the men and then
all the
women.
That's what I'm reading the Gemara, right? Again, all these things, that's what the Gemara is saying. And then you hit him sign at the bottom. They signed it all five. Now the Gemara is going to have problems with this. But this is Parshat Shat, the Gemara. We're reading the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have problems. But at this point, the Gemara didn't get to its problems yet. So it says, we, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, are divorcing our respective wives. I guess respective means we're going to line the wives up in the same order. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Bilhah. I dropped Shifra today. Bila. So we now have Reuven divorcing Sarah and Shimon divorcing Rivka and Levi divorcing Rachel and Yehuda divorcing Leah and Yisachar divorcing Bila. All one get signed at the bottom by two Adam. That means that they're testifying about all five getting. However, yes.
You mentioned in passing that it's written in the same order. I don't see, once it says respective wives, I don't see why it would have to specify.
No, but we have to know who's divorcing who. Reuven can't divorce Bilhah. He didn't have married her.
I agree, but the phrase respective wives, even if you list the wives out of order, is clarified by the previous statement.
That would depend on how much clarity you need. It would have to be, let me just put it this way. It would have to be clear who's divorcing who. That's all. The get has to tell us the story. So that's an English word. I don't know what the word respective means. I thought it meant in the same order.
Respective means the wife who is the part of Reuven.
Right. So I think it has to be known who's the wife part of Reuven. So it has to be written again. Anybody looking at the get has to see Reuven divorcing Sarah. That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm saying.
What is the common law?
I have no idea.
No, I was asking five.
Rashi. Afilu zman echad l'kulam nami avi taifas l'alecha v'yechad livsta lo yainim. To passel the upper ones. Hayo v'hiske shem ish v'ishi yachad l'alecha v'yechad. Since there's five separate mentionings of husband and wife, havi kol chad get l'atzmai. Rish Lakish holds, the fact that I have one date on top does not make it one unit. Each husband or wife is listed separately, and therefore it's five units. The only way it's one unit is if all five husbands or wives are listed together before the get is written, before the rest of the get is written. That's what Rish Lakish says. Matzkev lo Rabbi lo Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, now, again, first we're going to ask him Rabbi Yochanan, then we will ask him Rish Lakish. Rabbi asked the question according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Amr is Manechad L'kulam, Zeh Klal. Lechush, Du Mechas Mitzad, Abbasru the Chasimi. So what if it's one unit? How do you know the Eidim mean to testify in the whole unit? And I'll prove to you. Miloi Tanya, isn't there a brisa? Eidim chasumim al shila shalom beget puzzle. If a guy writes a get to his wife, and at the bottom he says, and I am now sending a regard to you. Some ridiculous statement at the end that has nothing to do with divorce. And the Adam signed at the bottom. They signed that he's sending regards. That's all they signed on. That's the last thing on the get. They read it. Oh, he's sending regards. We signed that he's sending regards. That's what the Brisa says. Now, that's true with regards. You would assume that same halacha would be true if there's five units of get. So what if there's a man on top? Here you have a get, and at the end it says send regards. And the Adam are signing under regards. I don't know how our school translates Shila Shalom.
Greetings.
Greetings, okay. I say regards. Same thing. Right. So, Kashin Hashem al Shila Shalom Chasmu. We don't see the signatures on the get. So, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that this is one get? That the Gemara Labi, Marlama, Ravol, and the Dima Parshlim, and Ed Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explained himself. Shalu Pasu Vishalu Kasher. Depends if they wrote and send regards. If you write, send regards, and the item are only signing on the last thing. But if you wrote and send regards, that means it's combined it all, and therefore they're signing on the whole get. The five kittens said, Reuven, the Shimon, the Levi, the Yehuda, five separate kittens. Zman on top, Reuven, the Shimon, the Levi, the Yehuda, the Yisachar. The Vav combines them, therefore becomes one unit. And if there's no one Zman on top, even if there's a Vav, it doesn't help. So it comes out, when does the Vav help when there's one Zman on top? But there's no Zman, but there's different Zmanim, even with the Vav, it's five different Gittin. Mashenke, with the Vav and one Zman is one God. That's what the Gemara is answering. Rashi. They're separate. Find out about how he's doing. Puzzle. Rabbi Milsom Abinavshit to new statins and Masekas. Fine. That is the Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara comes back and asks a different question. The Sue. And another question for Rabbi Yochanan. That if it repeats this man five times, that's five different gittin. Now the Gemara understands that means five different dates. That's how the Gemara understands in the Havamina. That first get was written on Sunday, the second on Monday, the third on Tuesday, the fourth on Wednesday, the fifth on Thursday, and the eighth signed on the bottom. Now, the reason we assume that way is why is there a difference among them? If it's all written the same day, just write this man once. Therefore, the Gemara says, if it repeats this man five times, it's probably a different man. Problem is, they signed on Thursday. The first get was written on Sunday. The Chasimus Eidim has to be on the same day as the get. So the first four are puzzle because they were not signed on the day they were written. It's all the same date. Why did he repeat it? You'll have to ask him. But it's the same day. Rashi. Zman l'cholecha v'echa k'sal k'daitan. We now think v'yayim sh'nichtav zeh l'nichtav zeh. Ma'yir yad mifzal o'yayim sh'bein eidim nikrim imam. Why are the other ones possible because the eidim are not written? Besides the last one, they were written one day and signed later. It doesn't mean at night. It wasn't done at night here. And we should listen to the Masnitzit Lakitlay. When the Mishnah said it has to be written the same day, the Mishnah talks about the next night. not the parak sheni, nichta be even echtem lay lepasul. The kochkin lamacha liyem achor, for sure, if it's signed later. Chad b'shaba girish plain yiplainis. B'adach said b'shaba b'shaba girish plain yiplainis. The ashle misli kamoyam shem hafsaka. The only problem is because it's broken, not because the wrong date. So if there's five zmanim, it's five different gittin. If it's one zman, it's a combination with a vav. That's how we're explaining Rav Yochanan.
What is? How are we chasing kofish? What does it mean?
The body of the get. See, you're hung up on this, and let me try to explain. When we're contrasting the parts of the body of the get, there's some that's form, and there's some that's individual. Your names are individual, subjective. The form of the get is the same form. L'mahach, nishyats, with all those words. That usually refers to the typhus. The form of the get, as opposed to the subjective part of the get. But we're not interested in that here now. We're contrasting time and the rest of the get. So we're using the words of the rest of the get, the form. This form includes the subjective part as well. It's a different use of the word. Again, we're trying to say if it has the same date, even though the form is written five times. Here, the form doesn't just mean the form, it means the whole get. Let me try to put this in a better light, thing. You know, what does the word yai mean? What does they mean? Okay. Why? Because that's how Lashon Kodesh operates. You have one word that can mean a total, and it can mean part of the total. Right? What does the word Shabbos mean? Week or Shabbos? One word can mean the total or part of the total. Typhus can either mean the whole get from beginning to end besides for time, or it can mean the part of the get that's always there that's not subjective. It's a different use of the word. It comes from the word form. The form can be the form without the subjective part, and the form can be with the subjective part added. It's still the form of the get.
Date is not really, date is subjective, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is. So is the name. But here, the name, according to Jacobin, the Mishnah is differentiating with one date makes it one unit, and five dates make it five different units.
If I'm not mistaken, Rebbe, wasn't there a shaila if you need a date?
No, there was no shaila if you need a date.
There's a date on top or date later? Wasn't there a thing that he wrote the date way on top before anything? That's where the date is?
It is, yeah.
It's not. Wasn't there something that we talked about with a date that it's only according to Rebbe Meir or something?
Again, we're not interested now in the requirement for dates. We're interested now whether the Edom are signing on all five or they're signing on one. That's our question. When you look at this get, are the Edom are on five or are the Edom on one? What are the Edom signing on? So Rabbi Yechon is saying that Pshat in the Mishnah is when you have a combination that makes it one unit, the Edom are signing as a whole unit. When you don't have that combination, there's no indication that the Edom are signing.
But the date is the thing that puts it all together?
The fact that there's only one date on top, and the fact that it has a Vav, according to Gleichlin, puts it all together, correct?
There's only one place for the Edom to sign. Why isn't that in itself?
Why is there only one place for Edom to sign? Why don't they sign it between each get?
There's no place that says the
There's no in get. I don't think it says the Under the get, you have two signatures.
Right. And if nothing else was, if the issue, Rebbe saying that it says.
Just so that at very end,
it doesn't say the we'll talk about that later. It doesn't say the
I don't look at it. But wouldn't the eight on the bottom, that's not enough to combine it all?
Maybe not. Maybe he's only signing on the bottom one.
But the
Why are you saying he combines it all?
Because there's...
Yes.
In passing, using the part to represent the whole, it's called synecdoche. It's in every language that I'm aware of. So it's a very common thing. The other is, this comes up in American contracts. Every time I've had to sign a large contract, either on behalf of myself or on behalf of the corporation, there's been space by each paragraph which you
That's a good point he's making, even though it's not Negei Halacha, that in big contracts, they make you initial every part of the contract besides signing at the bottom.
Right, I have a thing, I don't want to make it up that big, but every page I have to sign on the...
Staff.
No, but that shows the point. We want to make sure everybody realizes that the signatures are going on the whole thing. That's all I'm trying to...
And actually, the above that Rashi is published... when a different paragraph in the PL starts with love, that Rashi...
Yeah, Vela is the Mechaber, right. Yeah. Dr. Gemara Vaiter. Now we're going to Rish Lakish. I'm the Ravina of the Ravashi. The Rish Lakish dam is man echad l'kulam nami, type of savvy. One time, one zman is not enough to make it into one unit. And heichi dami, ela heichi dami klau, l'sibbe hachi. What was Rabbi Shlakish's chat? Anu plaini uplaini gerasin and shushain the plainus uplainus. Nimtzu shtei nashim is garshes beget echad. That means they're really using one get. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's five separate gittin. The Enim are going in all five, but they're separate gittin. Part belongs to this, and part belongs to this one, and part belongs to this one, and part belongs to this one, and part belongs to this one. But here, according to Shlakish, it's on one piece of paper that says, us five men are divorcing our five wives. And I tell you, Amr, the cuss of love, you cannot write a get to two women at a time. Each get has to be separate. So how does Rish Lakish work this? We, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, are divorcing our wives. Excuse me, it's one get for five people. You can't have a get for more than one woman. Now, Rabbi Yechon, that's not shver, because it might be one long piece of paper, but it's owned by five men. And it's given to five women, and each one will be kind of her part that she gets. And for the Gemara, the Hadar Kasa Plaini Girish Plaini, Plaini Girish Plaini. What happens is as follows. Rish Lakish is saying, of course everyone needs their individual get. But then the Enim are only signing on the bottom one. Even with one Zaman, even with the Vav. But if it says at the top, us five men are divorcing our five wives, and then makes five separate gittin, and the Adam sign, then they're signing in the whole thing. Five different paragraphs. And then the Adam sign, the very fact that the beginning said, we five men are divorcing our five wives, turns it into a unit. That's what turns the five into a unit. But the get that works is not that line. That line doesn't work, because that's law of Eloi law l'chavita. What works is, afterwards you write, Reuben's divorcing Sarah. And you write the get. And then it says, and Shimon is divorcing there. And then later, so then, what makes it one get? Maybe they're only signing on the bottom one. Because in the first top lines it says, we five men are divorcing our five wives. And therefore, that's enough to make it into a unit. That's what Rish Lakish said. That's exactly it. Dr. Ashi, the Hunter Cost of Hachi. The Havi Loi Kochad Bampi Napshe. Miyu Ahani Lishni Kamoi Lashminan Sheidim Yadu Bhagita Malolu. By the fact that it had the five at the top, that shows us it's one combination and the Adam are siding in all five. Zakti Gumarvait. Yes.
I apologize for the repetition I didn't hear, but does a get have to be written on parchment?
On paper.
On anything.
Yes. Well, not anything. There's certain things excluded. But almost anything you would think of, yes.
Hey, paper.
Again, it can be written on anything. Can't be written on anything, Mechubal Karka or Balchai. But a regular thing can be written on. It can be written on wood. It can be written on plastic, whatever way you can write it.
So it seems weird to us. There would be a very good price five on one piece of paper.
Yes, because it was expensive. Today they use regular paper, thick paper. I think they use thick paper because it lasts and doesn't get ripped. And they use thick paper, but it's paper. It's not parchment. They use thick paper for getting.
It matters for us. Probably, yes.
Again, all I know is they use thick paper. I think it's longer lasting than a thin piece of paper that can probably rip 18 times. I mean, they rip it afterwards. They rip it in a certain way. They cut it afterwards in a certain way. But, what?
The razor.
Yeah.
A person cannot disclose his wife.
No. Kasav la, love, light, love, v'chavata. Absolutely not.
Well, 5 minutes to put on one piece of paper, and then...
That's because they own different parts of the paper.
And so why can't I force two wives?
He can, if he writes two separate gittin.
Why can't he do it the same way on one piece of paper?
He can do it on one piece of paper.
But he's writing it the same way this
man. But he's writing two separate gittin.
But these are five separate.
Yeah. The combination is the fact that in the beginning heading, it said that these five men are divorcing their five wives. That makes it one unit, that the eight of are going on all five. And a husband can do the same thing with two wives. You can write on top, I, Reuben, am divorcing my two wives. And then write two separate gittin.
I want to ask a question that I don't know if it's more about. Each woman gets the get for some temporary period of time. That's the Kenyan?
No, and she now owns one-fifth of that piece of paper.
She can't take it home with her one unit. She can...
Okay, so that doesn't mean she doesn't own it. Who says she has to take it home? No, taking it home is a raya. Women don't take it home today either.
But the Kenyan is valid 100%.
Yeah, why not? I can sell you a half a box of tissues. Now, you might not be able to take it home, but you own half a box of tissues. Women don't take their get home today either.
Not today, they don't.
Back then, they did. Yeah, okay, Blaska, but that didn't have to happen. It was a raya. That was just to prove she's divorced.
So at the end, if one woman goes out of town, she wants to be married 1,000 miles away.
She's going to need a star from Beth and saying she's divorced. Just like women today, if they want to get married 1,000 miles away, need a star from Beth and that she was divorced.
They're going to get a receipt.
Whatever you call that. It's a letter. It's a letter. I don't know. We, the undersigned, are saying that we know this woman got divorced from her husband. It says the names, and it's signed by three dayanim. Again, the one time I did a remarriage, I was Masada Kedushin by remarriage, I had to see that letter signed by three rabbanim, and I had to find out whether these rabbanim are somebody I can rely on. Because I don't know these rabbanim, they're not in Cleveland. So I found out that I could rely on the main one. And once I could rely on the main one, it self-understood that he had two people that where he was the Reich Bad. What?
Second marriage.
No. I did a second marriage. I have to see that star. Because if I don't see that star, it's a problem. Yes?
In this town 1,000 miles away, especially if it's not the day, and she's not known.
It would work perfectly until we find out from Adam that she was an Ashesish. So why in the world are we going to do that to the lady? She's much better off having a star from Beth that says she's okay than to rely on that and then find out later that we found that on our own. No, it's not worth it. That would make for an exciting sort of event, but that's not. She's not looking for any excitement.
Well, if she's someone who's going to lie about something like
that. No, but it doesn't make a difference. We're not looking for that. We're not looking. I have no idea what in the world is this. While you read her book, what are you saying? You advertising for a book? What do you got to do with this? What? everybody. It's wonderful.